Thank you very much. First of all, I want to ask you to please excuse my dialect. You will notice that it's not the way you pronounce the words, but hopefully you will understand my presentation. And secondly, I'm just going to tell you a story about what happened in our part of the country. So my presentation then is on the collaboration between the University of Namibia and the University of Washington. And I also want to acknowledge and thank all the authors who contributed to this presentation. I have no relationships to disclose. Recognition of need for strengthening the master in public health education came from three areas: the Namibian priority, the global recognition, and the United States government funding. Now, first of all, the University of Namibia and the Ministry of Health and Social Services indicated a desire for support in strengthening the Master in Public Health program. As part of the third National Development Plan in Namibia, the Ministry of Health and Social Services developed a human resource strategy for 2008 till 2012. The strategy included a situation analysis of human resources and health services in Namibia and recommended for training of staff to fulfill the needs to the Ministry of Health and Social Services. Secondly, the global recognition came from an article that was published in a WA bulletin and mapping African graduate education programs. It concluded that Africa urgently needed to strengthen its public health education. And thirdly, the United States government funding, a request for application came out from the CDC in late 2008, requesting technical assistance to strengthening the Master in Public Health program at the University of Namibia. ITEC drafted a proposal, and which was successful, and we received the award in 2009. Just a few comments about Namibia. Became independent on March 21st in 1990. Namibia had colonial rule from Germany, Britain, and was administered by South Africa since 1948 till independence. Namibia is one of the most sparsely populated countries in the world, with 2.4 per square kilometer. With a population of 2 million, the population distribution and large distances are challenges for the offering of educational programs in the country. Namibia is a lower middle income country and is heavily dependent on the extraction and processing of minerals and export. The country has a high prevalence of HIV, 17.8%. About 230,000 people are living with HIV/AIDS, and approximately 64,000 people are on antiretroviral treatment. But the country also has a beautiful side. Apart from this, this is elephants at a water hole in the Etosha World Reserve Park, Game Reserve Park, sorry. And the other extreme, this is dunes at the Sossus Vlei. That is, we have a lot of desert in our country. And this is a quiver tree. It's a very significant characteristic of the south of the country. Now, something about the University of Namibia was established in 1992 through an Act of Parliament. It consists of a main campus, which is in Windhoek, with 8 different faculties. I think in your language, it's the same. It's the equivalent of schools. 6 other campuses in the country with red dots, and 9 regional centers in the country, which is indicated with a gray dot. Have a student population of 10,000 students, And prior to the MPH partnership, I took work for several years with the university since about 2004 to incorporate HIV into the nursing curricula. We had it in at that stage, but we had also to refine it and to strengthen it. And after that, other programs followed. The needs assessment concluded in August 2008, assisted in an early identification of strengths and weaknesses of the Master in Public Health program. Through all these times, a relationship of trust developed so that when the funding for the UNAM Master in Public Health grant became available, UNAM's input and support for the University of Washington's application was significant and strong. So the Master in Public Health started in 2003. It was done through a request of the Ministry of Health and Social Services. And the purpose of the program was to encourage a multidisciplinary approach to the program of public health. The idea was to train professionals to cope with the continuing process of change and act as leaders in initiating and developing these changes. The Master in Public Health grew out of nursing. It was nurses who started that, following the approach of getting started, getting momentum, and perfecting as we go. The course is taught in a distance fashion with contact sessions, which possess many challenges in a country where access to computers, internet, and library resources are limited. But we also have a... We also have a partnership structure. Let me just see. It's located in the Faculty of Health Sciences, School of Nursing and Public Health. And this year's class, we had 13 students. And as I said, it is a non-residential program. We have a partnership also with the University of Western Cape. So it's the University of Washington, the University of Western Cape, and the University of Namibia. These are the three partners. We sit in multiple locations, therefore commitment to collaboration and communication is essential for this kind of partnership to work. Each partner brings unique resources and expertise to the partner's role, and this currently varies according to the time and resources available as well as what is written in our joint activity plans and grant applications. And the next slide is just the three universities that is in partnership. The University of Western Cape at this stage is not so much involved, but they're slowly getting also on board to be more involved in the future. So this is just a slide of a relationship building workshop, because a lot of effort is put into relationship building so that we can work together in good relations. So to quote, this is a partnership of companions, and it is our bond of friendship that makes Seattle so close to Windhoek. And this is a quote of our vice chancellor when we had this workshop. So the objectives of the collaboration, at the moment there's five, and they have been refined over time through all the interactive processes of the partnership, and that is the five objectives: to improve retention of the graduate rates, to strengthen the content and delivery of the program, to increase institutional capacity, to strengthen health sciences library, and to assure sustainability of the program. So to go back to the first objective, to improve the retention of and graduation rates for the students. So at the first annual meeting, lecturers identified two priority needs for thesis development. That was together with the Washington staff. And the two was that to develop faculty skill in supervising and advising students, and secondly, to develop students' reading, writing, and research skills. In response, the faculty from University of Washington and UNAM conducted a thesis workshop for supervisors, and 25 attended the first session. And the following week, we conducted a thesis workshop with the students, and there were about 15 students who attended. And it was very successful. Student reviews of the workshop were also very overwhelming, and the staff also felt that they learned a lot during this workshop. Many of their skills were strengthened. Concerning the curriculum, we had to look at what was offered at that stage and what could be strengthened. So the existing curriculum was reviewed, and the following units were included: nutrition and health management information systems. Nutrition was identified by UNAM and by the CDC as a priority for this grant because of the current limited capacity in the government to design, implement, and monitor large-scale nutrition programs. ITEC and UNAM nutrition lecturers worked together to identify key competencies and learning objectives. This enabled the University of Washington and UNAM to determine how best this can be administered, and then the lecturers developed the nutrition teaching materials, and they also teach together. Other new content or content that was strengthened was demography, epidemiology, statistics, and monitoring and evaluation. Furthermore, the institutional capacity had to be increased by staffing and professional development. So an administrative staff specifically were needed. Before the grant, UNAM relied on guest lecturers to teach the many courses, and one lecturer also coordinate the whole program. And so when the grant was approved, we then got the assistance of a project coordinator as well as a course administrator who could assist with all the logistics of the course for all three campuses. So apart from that, the professional development was that lecturers from the University of Namibia could attend a thesis workshop at the University of Western Cape and see how they do it. So that was a very good experience. And lecturers also attend then. It is my first opportunity, for instance, to attend this great conference of the American Public Health Association. And other lecturers will also go to the South African Public Health Association for their conference early in December. So this was opportunities. The other aspect that was also addressed was leadership. That was also expressed that we need, and for that, workshops were also held and courses were offered. And this is just a slide to show you how what was done on that workshop. Leadership management, stakeholder analysis, communication, and storytelling. So the results of that workshop was just a quote from what one of the attendants said, and I will just say the workshop gave me courage to bring my opinion up to the table. Without the workshop, I would not have proceeded because I did not think I had any influence. But respectfully, I waited my turn to talk to the medical school directors and told them my view and the evidence behind my reasoning. So this is just a quote from one of the people who attended. Then increase the institutional capacity for teaching by public health. That is also through distance learning. And Namibia has a digital video conferencing facility, which was developed also with assistance of ITEC, and now 10 of the 13 regions have that facility where we can contact students, as our students are not on campus all the time. It's a distance mode, so they need the support from and it's very rural, so they need the support from the supervisors. So we have, and this is just a slide to show you where we use this equipment. And also the library, University of Washington Information Management Librarian traveled to Namibia to look at all the different aspects and to do capacity building with lecturers, with students, and with the librarian staff. And this is one of the aspects that need more attention, and hopefully it is because of the fact that you don't have all the internet access and things as all the other developed countries. That make it a bit difficult. But hopefully in future we can also solve that problem. To assure sustainability and transfer of knowledge and financial assets, these were the points that were identified, how we will go about to sustain this. So at this point in time, my time is nearly over, I just want to say we see it as a privilege to work with the University of the Western Cape as well as the University of Washington staff and the ITEC. It really strengthened our skills and knowledge about this and it gave us a chance to meet the international world in a better way. So this is just one of the workshops to show that we had. That was our thesis workshop. So we have 13 languages in our country, and this is four of the different languages to say thank you. Thank you, danki, dankeschön, and tangi unene. Thank you.